Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when people my age were kids, we were all over Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone, which means that Fess Parker was one of our childhood idols. And doggone it, the guy went out and started a winery.
Yeah, it's indeed. I have been seeing the Fess Parker wine label in the stores for years, and I have no idea why I never tried the wine.
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, that was a mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So, begun in 1988 by the legendary portrayer, as you mentioned, of both Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone, the winery and the property are now owned and managed by the second and third generation of Fess Parker's family. Mr. Parker wanted to create, after his acting days, a family business that would survive and prosper for multiple generations, and he has certainly been successful. It's located in Santa Barbara viticultural area, and they produce a broad variety of wines from limited single vineyard Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays, and to Rhone varietals on another label called Explore, to sparkling wines under a label called Festivities. So, yeah, it all makes sense. Anyway, pretty amazing and very aspirational portfolio. Here are three classics that I tried and enjoyed very much. First, the 2023 Fess Parker Santa Barbara County Chardonnay. This is a pleasing, fruit-forward wine with aromas of pear, apricot, floral notes with subtle restrained vanilla oak. It's got just the right touch, I think, all of which follow on the palate. The wine is rounded, supple, with enough acidity to lend balance and structure. And at $18.99, it's a really good value.
Wow, the way you describe it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good value. Now, next was the 2022 Santa Rita Hills Pinot Noir. You know, it seems like I've been trying a lot of really good Pinot Noirs coming out of Santa Barbara in the
last.
That's kind of cool. Anyway, this is a medium garnet color, aromas of cherry, plum, berry, with lovely notes of tea, a little bit of forest floor, and almost a cola or a sassafras note.
Yeah, that's
kind of classic.
Very California.
Yep, yep. The wine is medium bodied, as almost all good Pinot Noir should be. It's rounded, layered, and really quite elegant. Now, it's $32.99, but it's approaching Saturday night dinner caliber, so the price point, as far as I'm concerned, is definitely merited. It makes me want to try some of their other single vineyard ones.
For sure.
Yeah. Lastly, this was a very pleasant surprise, the 2023 Santa Barbara County Riesling. Now, you know I love Riesling. But I was really shocked to see a Riesling coming out of Santa Barbara County.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah. I was. Anyway, I had it with some neighbors as we were sampling a bunch of different wines, and it was the first bottle that emptied. So obviously it went over quite well. Very pleasing, classic apricot, peach, and tastes and apple flavors and aromas. Off dry, but not sweet. The acidity was low by German standards, but certainly enough to make it a wine, to make it work. I was thinking a nice pork roast with some that would go really well there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was very impressed with all the stuff that I tried and the consistent quality and approach. And if you check out their website, you'll kind of see the breadth and depth of what they're working on. But if I have to pick one wine for the wine of the week, for sheer quality to value ratio, the 2023 Santa Barbara Chardonnay is my wine of the week.
It sounds like a tremendous value. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.